This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to what I refer to as another session of sanity right here on the real side. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. You know, I do appreciate all you jumping in and sending me emails and texts. I get a lot of emails on the stories that you'd like to see me do, and I'm fine with it. I got one the other night. I'm still trying to hunt it down. So, you know, just because I don't do what you want me to do right away, you got to give me time. I don't just do the story just for giggles. Yeah, you know what I mean? So anyway, always send it to me. I'm always happy to at least look into these things. Okay? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. But I want to start getting to this. All right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me go. Let me do this. Thank you. Here we go. All right. So, in the L.A. school districts, they've got a lot of diversity. All right? I get the diversity, and I get the fact that we want to reach, and as a school trustee, I'm on a large school board here in Los Angeles County, and I get a lot of parents will send me, and here's where you go sideways sometimes, okay? I get a lot of parents that will tell me, hey, Joe, you know, hey, check out the history book. They're teaching the kids about Islam. They're not teaching the kids about Christianity or anything else, and a lot of times it doesn't work out to be totally true. Not that they're lying, but, you know, they see the history book, they see what's in there. But there are definitely, in some cases, where one is taught at a lot more depth to it than another. And a lot of the history books today, they rely heavily on the Internet. And when I say that, I mean, you'll see links in there where they want the kids to go to the Internet to look up the rest of the information. But where my irritant comes in with all of this is when you have a school district or schools that have no problem mentioning Allah, no problem mentioning the Muslim faith, and get all squeamish when you start talking about Christianity and such. Right? It's nuts. You should be able to, here, you know, mention the name of Jesus. I love it. The Bible says that when you mention the name of Jesus, the demons kind of tremble, right? So just walk around the house going, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You don't take the name in vain, obviously. But what is it? Is there a whole bunch of demons in those schools, and so they don't want to say the name of Jesus because they tremble, but they don't at Allah? I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm not saying. I'm just asking.
That's a bunch of
hoochies. So let's take a listen. This is a reporter from, I don't know, Channel 5 News. I've got to get proper credit, I guess. But, Channel 5 News in Los Angeles. And here's a reporter she's the poor thing. She's trying her hardest. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you make this story palatable. Because I'll tell you what. And this is what I keep saying. You Christians, if you don't wake up, if you don't pay attention to what's going on, you're not going to have it. You're not going to have this stuff. You're not going to be able to bring a Bible. It's already been fought and won in California where we have 15 minutes of free reading in a lot of the elementary schools and junior high schools. And there was a young man who brought his Bible, and they actually said, you can't do that. And they got slapped by the courts. The school district got slapped by the courts. Let's listen to what she has to say here.
It's when...
Okay, anytime you're ready. Don't you love live radio? Things go so well.
Well, Sharon and Micah, these parents tell me that they have no trouble with their son learning the history about any religion. It's when the school starts teaching him the faith.
The audacity of this school to think they can sit these children down and teach them whatever religion they please. It's preposterous.
Some Manhattan Beach Middle School parents feel the school has crossed the line.
This is pretty, it's illegal, basically. Mm-hmm. You can't teach religion in schools anymore, but apparently that, in this particular school at least, that's not the case.
They say they recently discovered their son's homework assignments on Islam were more about actually learning the faith than the history. One question asked him to write down teachings from the Quran.
What I saw written in these bubbles was the one true God, Allah, in one of the bubbles. And one of the other bubbles was all people must...
Now, some of you are saying that is history. That's what they believe. Here's my big problem with this, though. You can't, at Christmas time... First of all, you can't call it Christmas in schools. It's the holiday break. Right? And what if they had an Allah break? If that would be okay? You think it'd be okay with us saying that? So this is where it's... I've been saying it all year. It's not equality. It has nothing to do with equality. It has everything to do with the with wanting control. Do you know what I'm saying? Everything to do.
Submit to Allah in another bubble. Now I turn the page over and I see the five pillars of Islam.
One of the five pillars he had to learn.
Shahada is the testimony of a faithful Muslim that Allah is the one true God.
It shouldn't be presented to them. They shouldn't be asked to know this.
They say the students should be taught the history behind religions, be it Judaism, Buddhism, Christianity, etc., just not the actual faith.
Kevin,
how do you think they would feel? How do you think the Muslims, you know, because we did a story 2 weeks ago about how the Muslims would not be in a room where there was music. They couldn't play instruments. So what if the Christian kids say, hey, I can't be in the room when we're doing this. This isn't right. I shouldn't have to hear this. I shouldn't have to put up with this. Would you allow them to pull out a Muslim child? I'll tell you what. You can teach this. I'm okay with this. Let me put the curriculum together for a Christian class. What do you think? Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. There's a lot coming up in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuba Pete.
We are back.
I'm the great. I'm gonna get
free. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for hanging in there with us tonight. Thank you for being there. I don't even know what to do with this. I'm so irritated about this. I don't even know what to do with this. Look, apparently, at the Los Angeles Public Schools, teaching students about Allah, and Allah being the only true God, but it's one of the questions, right? Allah being the only... The question isn't more to like, do Muslims... Who do Muslims believe Allah is? Do Muslims believe in more than one God? That kind of thing, I wouldn't have a big problem with either. How the religion started, who's at the base of the religion, who's at the foundation of the religion, those kind of things I wouldn't have a problem with, as long as the same questions were asked about Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, the whole nine yards. But it's not true. It doesn't normally work out that way. Let me see. You know, again, let's check out more of this. I want you to hear this. This is being reported by Channel 5 News in Los Angeles. And you'll hear what they have to say.
You imagine the outcry all over this country if children were bringing home paperwork that asked them to write down John 3:16 or asked them to write down the Ten Commandments.
And if it ended with the Declaration of Faith, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, that's what the equivalent. I mean, part of us, for our son, yeah, we'd be happy about that. But we understand
but
we're fair.
Parents may
right,
not
we're
be.
Reasonable people. We understand that doesn't belong in the school, in a public school.
Wow, so a bunch of Christians are talking about this issue that they're having with this and saying that they understand that, that the statement of faith for Christianity doesn't belong in a public school. Hello? I mean, seriously. But it's okay for this, right? It's okay. Is it because it's Muslim? Is that what the problem is? Are they afraid? Are they afraid? Because they know we won't do anything. As Christians, we're not going to go... ripping up police cars, burning places down, beating up women in the street. And when you look at what the radical Muslims are doing in Europe, and even some places here, not anywhere near as bad so far, but when you look what's going on in Europe with the refugees coming in, and some of the areas that have become Sharia law areas, go ahead and tell me that there's no problems there, because I'm not buying it. It's extremely not true. I know it's not proper English, but let's see. There's a closing here. I just can't remember what it is. Hold on.
And these parents tell me that they have met with the principal, but because nothing, at least in the near future, is going to change, they are going to pull their son out of that class. Now, we have also reached out to the school and left them a message, but at this point, haven't heard back yet. For now, reporting live in Manhattan Beach, Mary Beth McDade, we'll send it back to you in the studio.
Yep. And that's perfect. Isn't it? The school isn't going to respond. They don't want the aggravation. And I got to tell you, when I hear stuff like this, when I hear that there are accommodations made for some and not others, yeah, it aggravates me to no end. So how about this? We should do this together. Let's put a questionnaire together about whether we should be taking the Christianity test. Huh? What do you think about that? And you know what John 3:16 is, right? So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Come on, I got a lot of Christians to listen. I don't have to go through the whole thing for you, right? Can you imagine putting that in a piece of paper and it going home to an atheist home? Right? Or a whatever home? Seriously. It would just make me go nuts. Anyhow, check it out yourself. Check out your kids' schools. You don't know. I don't want to say this the wrong way, but you don't know what's being taught to your children unless you start asking them questions. Right? I mean, when your kids come home and you ask them, my granddaughter goes to school, and now when she comes home, I say, what did you learn in school today? What did you guys talk about? Right? Because I'm waiting to hear something that's going to spin, what do they call them? My little spider sense is up in the back of my head. On the back of my neck. Oh, you learned what? Huh? What'd they say? No, I haven't heard that yet. She's only been gone for a couple of weeks, but I haven't heard that yet. But God forbid if I do, man. I'll tell you what. And only because unless you're going to teach, lay it out, the same fervent type of thing with Christianity or Judaism or any one of those, then you shouldn't teach any of them. Not a one. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do, honestly do, appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I tell people all the time, if you're not going to be part of the conversation, if you're not going to engage, how are you going to learn anything? Now, on Thursdays, one of the things I like to do is I like to do the jobs report, because we always hear about how great the jobs report is, how much better we're doing, right? We always hear that there were 200 and some odd thousand new jobs this month. But nobody ever talks about the jobs that are being cut, the places that are closing, right? So today, or maybe in the last week or so, you start looking down and seeing what's going on. NBC Universal. NBC. Are you catching that? NBC at their DreamWorks factory, laid off 200 people. Isn't that cool? Lockheed Martin's laying off 330 people. CenturyLink, I don't even know what that is. They say there's about 3,500 layoffs coming. Who else is laying people off? I mean, I try to pick companies that you would know and you would know what they were going to do. Now, ConocoPhillips, an oil company, they're going to start laying off people. Back a few days ago, they said they were going to lay off at least 300. But I'm glad there's jobs coming up all over the place. Dartmouth Hitchcock, by the end of 2016, could lay off as many as 500 people. Omaha Public Power District, laying off 400-plus. Mercedes-Benz, well, that's out of Brazil. Although, you know, we don't want people to lose their jobs anywhere. Dell's been having problems. They've been on like a layoff fest. They got about 2,000 people they're going to lay off. That's a lot. Wells Fargo is wiping out 5,300 jobs all around that phony, the people who are creating phony accounts. But part of that is because they force them to do that or they can't keep their jobs. Did you guys catch the fact that there were two million phony accounts created? That's a heck of a number. We'll talk about that a little bit on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I've got a lot more I want to talk about after this. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options to best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Oh, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you do spend with me. Look, you got to get involved somewhere, right? You got to get engaged, got to get involved somewhere. Otherwise, it's just craziness. And you have to understand what the other side thinks. We just finished up a story, and I'm doing more and 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 more of these, where we just did a story about how the LA Unified School District is good with teaching, you know, about Islam in the schools. And the questions weren't around how did Islam start, who is their deity, what do they call them, what do they believe about them. It was none of that. The question was, I mean, specific. I know, I moved on to another story, but this one bothered me. Right? The questions were very specific as to their God, what they believe, and the faith pledge that they have to take. And again, can you imagine if that was done through... All right, let me just move on. Wells Fargo is laying off 53,000. I don't know, unless you've been in a... Unless you've been in a coma, you've heard about what Wells Fargo has done. What they do is they incentivize, not just the tellers, but they incentivize the workers there for getting, what do I want to say? They for getting new accounts opened. And the more accounts opened, the more money that person gets. Well, they're gonna end up firing 5,300 employees over 2 million fake accounts. Right now, and these people, they had fees coming out of their accounts. They were being charged for, you know, overdrafts and that kind of stuff. It's really complicated as to what these people were doing. Now, last Thursday, federal agents or federal regulators said that Wells Fargo employees secretly created millions of unauthorized bank and credit card accounts without their customers knowing it. This has been going on since 2011. 5 years. Coming into 6 years. But at least 5 years this has been going on and nobody's noticed. Nobody took heed of the complaints. Now, the phony accounts earned the bank unwarranted fees and allowed Wells Fargo employees to boost their sales figures and make more money. Wells Fargo employees secretly opened the unauthorized accounts to hit sales targets and receive bonuses. Now, 2 million accounts. Do you understand? Think about that volume. Right? Think about that volume. Wells Fargo confirmed to CNN Money that it had fired 5,300 employees over the last few years. Over the last few years relating to the shady behavior, employees went so far as to create phony PIN numbers and fake email addresses to enroll customers in online banking services. The scope of the scandal is shocking, they say. Well, 2 million accounts, I would say, yeah. But I'm trying to figure out why it took so long for somebody to figure it out. Now, an analysis conducted by a consulting firm hired by Wells Fargo concluded that the bank employees opened over 1.5 million deposit accounts that may not have been authorized. The way it worked was that the employee moved funds from the customer's existing account into a newly created one without their knowledge or consent. Regulators say that the CFPB described the practice was widespread. Customers were being charged for insufficient funds or overdraft fees because there wasn't enough money in their original accounts anymore. Additionally, Wells Fargo employees also submitted applications for 565,000 credit card accounts without their customers' knowledge. Roughly 14,000 of those accounts incurred over $400,000 in fees, including annual fees, interest charges, overdraft protection. What a gig, huh? See, I don't care what the bank imposed on these people as far as they had to open up so many accounts, right? Or you know, quota of so many accounts before, so they can keep their jobs. But the reality is, you still don't cheat. This is cheating and stealing, just like it would be anywhere else. I don't know. I don't understand what's happened to the whatever. I could go, yeah, I'm not going to do it. The integrity, yeah, I am going to do it. What happened to the integrity of the worker? I mean, seriously. There's not enough of a penalty? There's not enough of a punishment? Are we not teaching our people? I mean, this is only 5 years, so these people doing this are, I don't know, fairly young? And not that young people as a whole don't have integrity, but what are we teaching these people? How do you get this many people playing this game? 5,300 people. Playing this game. Okay. Back to the layoff numbers, because I know how excited that makes people. This is just in September. Brazil is laying off over almost 12,000 people in its petroleum services. What does that tell you? And then on September 1st, you know, Walmart announced it would be laying off 7,000 people. They're trying to play down the fact that it has nothing to do with the $15 an hour minimum that they said, but I don't buy that for a second. And same thing with IBM. IBM is going to end up laying off, no matter what they tell you, they're going to end up laying off about 15,000 employees. That's the word. About 15,000. And I don't know if you know it, but Caterpillar also is considering closing a couple of smaller plants, and they're going to lay off a couple thousand people as well. You have to understand, the problem with Caterpillar closing, the problem with Caterpillar laying off people, is they make engines for trucks. I mean, they make construction equipment, and they also make engines for trucks. What's that tell you? Come on, this is not a hard sell. If trucks aren't being bought, if this isn't happening, anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. I get frustrated because all day long, I'm watching these Facebook fools talk about how great everything is, how much better everything is doing, how much better their stocks are doing. Let's see. What can we talk about so I don't get high blood pressure here for a few minutes? Oh, hey, Al Sharpton is in the news again. Not really. But I love talking about him. And the reason I love talking about him so much is that he's like the rash that'll never go away. He's got all kinds of stuff going on. He's got, why hasn't he been brought up on tax evasion charges yet? So Al Sharpton is the race baiter extraordinaire. He's got some of his own extreme opinions. It turns out he's also a con man and a fraud. He's now being sued for $1.75 million for ripping off a man who needed his help. Now, one of Al Sharpton's clients, Reggie Anders, I want you to hear what the help was. That's what you really got to pay attention to here. Right? Al Sharpton tried to help him with a discrimination lawsuit against Verizon. Now, Reggie paid Sharpton $16,000. Sharpton wanted it in cash. What was he afraid? Afraid the IRS is going to tag his account? Yeah, because he doesn't owe him any money. It's all a mistake, he says. Sharpton promised to set up mediation between, mediation meetings between him and Verizon and get this matter put behind us, and even threatened Verizon to bring it to the media. Right? He also told the guy that he would insult Verizon on his weekly radio show. However, ultimately, after he got the $16,000 in cash, Sharpton did nothing. Absolutely nothing. Reggie Anders soon found out that the Verizon pays Al Sharpton for good press. So, talk about, he's bleeding both sides, isn't he? He's playing both sides. Al took this man $16,000, wasted his time, knew he was going to do nothing about it. And with all the money that Al bilks from people or squeezes out of people, he couldn't give the guy the $16,000 back and just say, hey, you know what, I can't do anything for you, see you later. Now, Anders talked to the New York Post about Sharpton. He's a crook. He's a fraud. He didn't do anything but promises. Absolutely nothing. He said, I thought he was an honest guy. Well, hey, don't feel bad, Anders. A lot of people think he's an honest guy. Still. I thought he would do what he said he would do. When Al Sharpton was first asked about Anders, Sharpton denied even knowing him. This is a dim thing, isn't it? It has to be. All right, when we come back, Jesse Waters. He's out talking to a bunch of Trump protesters. They couldn't tell you what they were protesting. They didn't know why they were protesting. And these are Hillary supporters. Are you surprised? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
No singing here today. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I want to play a little clip here from Waters World. Now, Jesse Waters, I love the people that he goes out and he gets and he speaks with. And he's out in Philadelphia in the city of brotherly love. And, you know, I was going to do, the original one I was going to do was we're going to do the racism one. How did this happen? Anyway, we'll do this one. I wanted to do the Trump people that were out there and they were protesting Trump. I don't know how'd that go away. They were protesting Trump, but they didn't know what they were protesting. They had no clue. So I don't know where that went. Boy, that stinks. Here we go. Maybe.
Back in the book segment tonight, what is World? As you know, one of the biggest issues of the presidential race itself. Recently, Waters was in South Philadelphia and got into that.
What is the definition of a racist?
A person that don't like nobody.
A racist is someone who has a stigma against certain types of people. They stereotype them.
Someone who has different feelings towards different colors of skin.
A racist is a person who loves
their race. So there's nothing wrong with loving your race. It's when you begin to attack others because you're now putting your race above another.
Where do you see racism in America today?
Everywhere.
Like right now?
Well, not at this exact moment, no.
When I was younger, we didn't say black people. We said colored people.
What's wrong with African Americans?
Spanish, black, Oriental.
You can't say Oriental. That's offensive.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Can black people be racist?
Yes, they can. Trust me, they can be racist.
That's a black person.
Themselves.
Well, I've had situations where I've been outright called the N-word.
Have you ever been called a racist?
Absolutely.
Over what?
Just being white.
You gotta respect people. I'm Italian. You know, I want people to respect me. I don't want them to call me a whopper, not my dad.
Do you think Black Lives Matter is a racist term?
Definitely.
It's an excuse.
If they were such a caring organization, I don't know why they're not going into their own name.
I like the racism in the beginning about how a racism is when you don't like other people. Right? It's when you don't like no one. And I don't ever remember thinking that I don't like no one. I like a lot of people. I don't like idiots. No, seriously. But I mean, think about, I've been saying this all along, is that when you allow the left to decide what your what the terminologies of the words are, you allow them to use these words incorrectly, and you don't stop them, and you don't make them fix it. Most of these people had no clue as to what the word racism means. Here, we'll hit a few more. We'll hit another minute or two of this.
Neighborhoods and cleaning them up.
They do matter. Don't get me wrong. But also, all lives matter.
Absolutely.
Do you think the term racist is thrown around too much in America?
Yes.
What's that about?
PC.
We don't talk about it enough.
We don't talk about racism enough. That's all we talk about in this country.
Not really.
Do you feel like the term racist is thrown around too loosely these days?
Every time you turn around, there's an incident with a black versus a white or a Hispanic.
You have a whole group of people that heard a man say, I'm going to build a wall and deport millions of Mexicans and Hispanic Americans.
Wow, I didn't hear that. I must have missed that speech. What I heard was, I'm going to build a wall, and we've talked about building a wall for years. Trump's not the first one to talk about building a wall. The Democrats, when they had Congress and they were in Congress, they also voted to fund the building of a wall. Who now Hillary says maybe it wasn't a wall, she thought it was a fence. What's the difference? Right? Because whatever the device is stopping somebody from coming over. I don't remember him saying. What did she say? He was gonna deport Hispanics and something else. Let me see if I can get her back on.
Not enough.
We don't talk about racism enough. That's all we talk about in this country.
Not really.
Do you feel like the term racist is thrown around too loosely these days?
Every time you turn around, there's an incident with a black versus a white or a Hispanic.
You have a whole group of people that heard a man say, I'm going to build a wall and deport millions of Mexicans and Hispanic Americans from...
Mexicans and Hispanic Americans. I didn't hear that. Can somebody grab that clip for me and send it to me? Because obviously, even though I do this 5 hours a day, I must have missed that whole clip, that whole speech. And I'm sure I would have heard more about it. What he said was he would send back illegals. He would keep people from trying to get in the country illegally. He would round up illegals. He didn't say he would deport Hispanic Americans. And by the way, lady, it would be Americans of Hispanic descent. Just like I'm an American of Italian descent. Right? You're an American first. And if words mean something, if your mindset is that you're an African American, you're a Hispanic American, you need to rethink what you're thinking. You're an American first. That's part of what's wrong with the country today. We are the hardcore right, the hardcore left, they are Republicans first. They're Democrats first. No, you're Americans first. And once you forget that, once you blow that, you're done. I'm not joking, I'm just serious. You cannot look at it that way. Yeah, I'm not upset and I'm not mad, but I look at this and I say to myself, this is a real issue. When you have people that don't know first, and to my Christian friends, frankly, you don't want to hear this either. You're a Christian first. You're a Christian that happens to be an American. You happen to belong to a party, but you can deal with that later. Let's hear more of this.
From this country. Nobody batted an eye.
Are we living in the same country? Because Trump got a lot of heat for that. Do you think Donald Trump is a racist?
Not at all. It's a defense mechanism because you have nothing else against the guy.
I don't believe he's racist, but at times he says racist things.
Do you think Donald Trump is racist?
So there we go. There's a black woman, okay, and I've heard this from other black people, our own Corey Duncan. Here's another black person who says, I don't think he's racist. He, look, if people say stupid stuff all the time from both sides. It doesn't mean you're a racist. It doesn't mean you're a homophobe. It doesn't mean Islamophobe. If one says, my best example is Juan Williams. I think that was the beginning of the turning up of the PC police in this country. Juan Williams lost his job after 9/11 for simply saying, yes, I know it's a personal issue. I know I have to work through it. But I still get nervous when I see a group of Middle Eastern men get on a plane. We had just been attacked by a group of, I don't know, white Anglo-Saxon Alaskans? No, by a group of Middle Eastern men who flew planes into buildings, who killed 3,000 Americans. The man had a right to be apprehensive when he saw a group of Middle Eastern men get on a plane. You know, that knockout punch thing, right? The groups that were going around doing it, they were small groups of black kids that were running around doing that at one point. Right? Would it have been wrong to say when I'm walking by myself and a small group of black kids starts walking towards me, I get a little nervous? Would that have been a reason to fire somebody? Man, it's amazing to me on the left how they always want to make excuses for their people. They're only human. Everybody makes them. Oh, he's a Republican? The heck with him. He's got to go. He was born that way. He's racist. It's wrong. It's what we've come to. It's wrong. Here, see if Jesse will finish this up a little bit here.
I do. He just said that black people should vote for him. He blamed the whole...
Whoa. Asking black people to vote for you is racist?
Asking black people to vote for you and trying to scare them into voting for you is racist.
When Democrats scare black Americans into voting for them because they say Republicans are going to put you back in chains, isn't that racist?
I think that is racist.
Do you think it's racist to secure the border?
Yeah.
So you don't...
Wow. This is in Philadelphia. And she thinks it's racist to secure the border. How exciting.
Believe in borders?
Oh, I believe in borders, but I don't think that we should keep out an entire country because Donald Trump doesn't.
I shouldn't keep out an entire country. Nah, sure. Why don't we just switch? Heck, Republicans, Democrats switch places. Why don't we just switch places with Mexico? I mean, it's so great down there. Why don't we go down there? Right? And then we can sneak over the border. There you go. Let's switch. And then we can start sneaking back up over the border and get all the stuff that we should have got as American citizens. Don't you think that'll work? No?
Like them.
Are you legal or illegal?
Illegal.
You're illegal?
Yeah.
Welcome to America.
Thank you.
You can stay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
For now.
That he's going to enforce the laws that are on the books, and that's it.
That's not racist.
That's not racist. That's America.
Do you think Hillary Clinton is racist?
I know she's a money grubber.
I think she's a bit elitist, but hey, you gotta flaunt it.
Do you think Hillary is racist?
No, she's just crooked.
She's not referring to me or anybody else.
Oh, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate the time you spent with me. We're going to be here tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll be listening to The Real Side. Now go throw up and feel better.